At this time of year, as we prepare for our spring pledge drive starting next week, we're getting comments from people making early pledges. Catherine McFeeters of Baltimore wrote, "I absolutely love Smooth Landings. We'll listen to it on my computer when not in the Wilmington area." Tim Marvin of Curie Beach wrote, "I really enjoy the commentaries, especially the one for last week by Philip Gerard." We're also continuing to get responses to our spring survey. Here's another batch. Leanne wrote, "For my money, George Scheibner and Phil Furia could be on all afternoon every day of the week. I love listening to Jamila Erickson, such a lovely voice. Never met her, but I feel like I know her. Kudos to Bob Workman and Pat Marriott, who are delightful too. I'm a faithful listener to Morning Edition to get another perspective on the news. They cover so many interesting topics that you don't hear anywhere else. I would not miss it if you took Diane Rehm off the schedule." Tom wrote, "Diane Rehm is a great addition. Classics for Kids needs to be on more often." Dave wrote, "I would prefer more classical music, but we greatly appreciate the station." Steve wrote, "I would love to hear more local news, more in-depth. When I first moved to Wilmington, I recalled many more WHQR-originated news stories, quite a few of which were picked up by NPR. I don't seem to hear much of that anymore, and I miss it." Chrissy wrote, "I turn off the radio when the Diane Rehm show is broadcast. I dislike the fact that listeners in the Wilmington area are listening to an already broadcast show and do not have the option of calling in to weigh in on topics, thoughts, and opinions." Carolyn wrote, "You're doing a great job. Keep it up." Maria wrote, "Please add Snap Judgment to your lineup." Barbara wrote, "Love Here and Now and Science Friday. Do not like Diane Rehm. I wake up every morning to WHQR. Sunday's BBC Global News is okay, better than Pipe Dreams, but Sunday mornings could be worse. Truly wish there were more of the local commentators. Andy Wood is the best." Mary Lou wrote, "Brilliant. I feel that it helps keep me up to date with what is important in the here and the now. It makes me aware of issues that may otherwise have escaped me. Thanks so much." Anonymous wrote, "This is a terrible survey. You should be able to rate programs without choosing 1 through 10 specifically. When I keep rating a program highly, the old one I had rated at the same disappears completely." I'm going to explain our reasoning because this comment appeared on more than one survey. I certainly understand the listener's frustration. We feel it every day because the choice to put a given item on the air necessarily involves the choice not to put something else on the air. We have to make these hierarchical judgments all the time, and it's not easy. So to get the most useful information from the survey, we are asking you not only to tell us what programs you like, but how important they are to you. And that's why the question about favorites has two dimensions. We're up to 99 responders to our spring survey, but we need to hear from more. If you didn't receive a copy of the survey in the mail, you can find it online. Just go to whqr.org, and we hope to hear from you. In fact, we'd love to hear from you about any topic on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.